Welcome. How are you guys feeling today?
Feeling great. Thanks for having us. Stoked to be back home.
Yeah. Would you mind giving us a little introduction?
Yeah. We're almost Monday. I'm Dawson.
I'm Cole.
And I'm Luke.
And yeah, we're a band from right here in San Diego, California.
Cool. So first I wanted to ask, how do you guys feel to be back in San Diego for a bit?
Yeah, we feel great. Tonight we're playing a show at the Music Box. It's the last show of our tour. And yeah, we were just talking about how the whole tour was quite cold, a lot of cold weather, East Coast and stuff. And then right as we get home, it's kind of cold here too and raining. So a little sad on the weather, but the show's going to be great tonight. So we're stoked.
For sure. Looking forward to it. How has 2023 been for you guys so far? I mean, with tour, with some new music.
It's been good. I guess it's the first kind of real year outside of, you know, the pandemic kind of residue. So that's exciting. The shows have been really good. It's exciting to just go back to markets that you've been before and, you know, see a little growth there. And it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like going over the tour, like what was one of your favorite venues that you guys have performed at this past tour?
Maybe El Club. It's a venue in Detroit. I really, really enjoyed that venue. Also Sinclair, Boston. Mm-hmm. That was Sinclair. Nice.
I like the Bowery Ballroom.
Bowery,
really cool.
Yeah, sure.
Bowery's pretty iconic. I like Kilby Court.
Right.
Just felt so DIY, which it kind of was, but it had kind of some charm about it, which I liked.
And Cafe du Nord.
So all of them.
Yeah, I know. At that point, it's like everyone. Yeah, they all have some sweet, nice charm to them.
Yeah, some good memories at all of them.
Yeah.
And then, like, in general, what are some of your guys' favorite things about touring?
There's a lot of memes created on tour. we kind of have a running list of, you know, which is basically just, like, you know, every tour, no matter what.
They're just weird inside jokes.
And you're just guaranteed.
Just strange.
You're guaranteed memories, which is always cool. So no matter if that's, you know, being, you know, driving Toronto and you can't see 10 feet in front of you or something, you know, ask someone out on stage and gets rejected, you know, there's always going to be something there that's worth laughing about or remembering.
Oh my gosh. That's like funny with the, like, asking someone out on stage.
Yeah. That was really, really intense. It was like nightmare fuel when you're like up there on stage and anyway.
Oh no. Fun stories though.
Yeah.
And then since you guys have a show tonight, I wanted to ask, do you guys have any like pre-show rituals?
Kind of.
Yeah, I guess tonight's a little different because we have a song coming out at like 9 p.m. and I think we play at 9:30, so we'll probably be like kind of
going live,
celebrating that. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually we just kind of like do a little weird huddle and just kind of like chant whatever. We usually like whoever, like, it'll be random every night who gets to kind of call out the chant, but we usually do something like that.
Yeah, well,
throw
in a pump-up song as well.
Pump-up song, you're right. Jai Wolf.
Yeah, we're not very regimented.
It's kind of retired, though.
It's pretty random.
Yeah.
Is there a certain Jai Wolf song?
Yeah, Indian Summer, we really played that one into the ground there.
we did.
We saw him play at Summerfest, like, two years ago, yeah, and right.
It was a spiritual experience.
We were right in front of the subs and just like shook your body with how loud the subs were.
And he's just such a, like, I just was so drawn in by him, like his just his aura. I just felt like, okay, we need some of Jai before our gig. Anyway, we did it too much and we're Jai'd out. But
you guys have to pick a new ritual song now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know.
What is the new one? It's kind of like
nothing. You had a Turnstile song and then a Prodigy song.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Nothing's really stuck, right?
Yeah. Do you have any recommendations? What would come to your mind? If you were in Almost Monday, what song would you bring to the pump up?
Oh my gosh. Well, I feel like Turnstile is really good.
It is a good one. You feel cooler than you probably are listening to them. Is the music school.
Or like maybe like some type of like, I don't know. The first thing that comes to mind is like last night I saw Fiddler, and like West Coast is such a good song.
Oh,
and
cool.
I feel like that'd be like a da-da-da-da. That's a good like pump up song.
Right.
So
Fiddler's great.
Yeah, like a good like but Turnstile is pretty good.
I think it's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get you going.
Yeah, get you going, get the energy up. Yeah. And then so this was like one of, this is your second headline tour, correct? Or
well,
like you've had a few like, right. like sprinkled throughout.
Yeah.
This is one of the longer ones though, as like headlining, right?
Yeah. The first one, we tried to do one, I think at the top of last year actually, which was like, full headline. Well, not even full, but it was kind of like sprinkled dates, but we ended up like having to cancel the last part of it. And we ended up going out actually with this band called Joywave. But this one felt cool because it felt for us like the first, you know, the first full one, not having to cancel a few gigs. And, it was great. I mean, and it was cool cause we went sort of, you know, not really the South, but we went, kind of all around. So this one was really cool. Very special.
Yeah, that's good. And like, how would you say like this one differs the most from the rest of them? Like just the feel with like how this one was more full length.
Right. I mean, I think this one like headlining, we've done like, quite a bit of like supporting. And I think just headlining your own shows is just so great because you're just in these places and, you're meeting people and fans that like have an attachment to like your song or have like, you know, like a connection to it. So seeing that and like getting to experience it with the fans is really, really, has an amazing payoff. So it's just great in that sense.
Yeah. Is there any like specific like fan interaction that really stood out to you this past tour that like maybe something that someone brought up or something that you'd want to share?
I mean, it's always cool seeing, fans like having like tattoos of like your lyrics. That's always like a really crazy experience. So there are a few of those and you're just like, wow, that's insane. Like, yeah, I mean, I hope you like, you know, like, geez, that's on you forever. But, there was also like some people that came with like some shirt, like custom shirts and like candles. So a lot of like sweet gifts that are cool.
Someone in Toronto, had a sign asking to play guitar on stage with us. So we brought him up on stage for a song. So that was pretty special.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool. Yeah. And then like going back, I wanted to like talk about like really quickly about how you guys first met, given that we're in San Diego and that this is like, I know you guys live, some of you live in LA now, but, or all of you, correct?
I live in Oceanside.
In Oceanside. Yeah. Awesome. And then, so, but since we are in San Diego and you guys are from here, I wanted to just go back into like when you guys all met and like how you guys got into music originally, just to give everyone a little background.
Yeah. I started playing music as a kid just through church, because church is like, I always joke, it's kind of like the only place when you're a kid and you're not good at playing music that they'll let you on stage. So that's kind of where I got my start. And I just was playing guitar a lot and then kind of got into singing through that, and then drums and everything. And Luke and I did that together for a long time. That's a lot of how we kind of came up in music. I know your story's different, Cole.
Yeah. And then I met Dawson through some mutual friends in high school, and then started the band. And we all stuck around in San Diego for college and kept doing it and just playing a bunch of shows. And then, started recording some music and releasing it throughout like 2019, 2020.
Cool. And then how did the Almost Monday come to be? The name?
Like the name?
Yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to be called The Mondays when we first started. I don't really, well, our friend just threw it out there and it was like one of those things where you're like, okay, that's kind of cool. Like, you know, that's fine. And then there was already a band called The Mondays, and we just like trying to figure out a band name is kind of hard because all of them are taken. Yeah. So we somehow just landed on like, okay, we're not The Mondays, Almost Monday. And it just kind of stuck, and we just sort of kept the ball rolling with that one. So here we are still, Almost Monday.
Yeah.
And that was like in high school. I mean, we were young, so stuck with the name.
Wow. That's awesome that it like stuck around and, you know, like it's become like a big part, and it's who you guys are now with the band and everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then going back into talking about touring, like what has been like one of like your favorite songs performing on tour so far?
think there's a song that isn't out yet, which will come out eventually. I think it's always fun just playing new music because you get to see how people react to it, and it's always fun just to like physically play something new that you know you've written or you wrote not long ago. But it's been cool playing Only Wanna Dance just to start getting people familiar with it. It comes out, I guess, tonight because of
how the
time zones work. But it's fun playing new music because you kind of get to test the crowds and see how they respond.
Yeah, and I feel like Only Wanna Dance like definitely has like a faster energy than a few of your other songs. So like, has it been getting people like a lot more like
gets the people going,
gets the people dancing?
Yeah, it gets people dancing. It's a fun one. And Cough Drops is always one that is really fun live. People like usually sing along to the guitar riff. It's always fun getting people involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when you guys haven't been, like performing lately, what have you guys been liking to do on tour, like, in your free time? Or in what free time you guys have?
Yeah. This last tour, like, we didn't really have... I think we had, like, one day off in the whole tour. So usually you're just kind of sleeping, to be completely honest, when you're, you know, not playing the shows. But I don't know. We like playing Mario Party. That is a game we will play together.
Yeah, in the van.
In the van. We like going to Cane's. That's like not really
it.
For some reason, Cane's has become an identity for us.
Yeah, I feel like outside of the show and then driving, a lot of the time is spent like going just to get food because that's like what we have to do.
Or sleeping.
Yeah. And then getting sleep. But yeah, when we do have some time to walk around, it's nice, like in a cool city or something.
Yeah, I guess it's not... Well, I don't know about other bands, but it's not... Like, the shows are definitely the best part. The rest of it's not so glamorous. Once, you know, playing the shows and, like, doing it and, you know, getting up there and, you know, that's great. But, yeah, the other parts are kind of like, yeah, sleeping, eating, trying to find Cane's. It's, like, nothing crazy.
I feel like Cane's has definitely, like, blown up in popularity as it of is recently. A bit, huh? It's the sauce.
It's just, yeah, it's the sauce. It's just sauce. It's such a good one after the gig. It's just every time hits. Like, it just every single time.
Yeah.
Just delivers time and time again.
There is
Please
one.
Please sponsor us, Cane's.
Well, that's what we're asking
for here.
Yeah.
That'd be great. that doesn't help my next point, but there is one called Savvy's.
Savvy's, right. Yeah.
That is.
Detroit only.
But. It's a close call, but we think it's a little better than
Cane's. It's better. It's for sure better, I'd say.
That's cool. I feel like all those like
we
local
rank stuff a lot.
It's good. No, yeah. So Savvy's and then Cane's.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, anyone
if you're in Detroit, yeah, anybody, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners in Detroit to this show. Go get Savvy's. It's really good. We love it.
Yeah, cool. And then speaking just of like different places, what are your guys' like favorite places around here? Like growing up, like where
in
did
San
you?
San Diego.
Yeah, where did you guys go a lot here?
Board and Brew. We were just talking Board about that. Brew. It was a good sandwich spot we liked. The taco stand.
Best pizza.
Roberto's.
I like Puebs. Puebs is pretty sick.
Yeah, El Pueblo.
Yeah.
There's a Mexican place called Virotis, which is 3 minutes from my house, and it's 24-hour. So it's, you know, it really does the job when it's getting late and you have no other options.
Yeah.
East Village.
Fish 101.
There's a lot of spots. Mm-hmm. I'd say San Diego is, like, one of the best food places.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe I'm biased. But
Handles.
For the Handles.
Ice cream lovers out there.
Love that.
Yeah.
Is there any more we're missing?
I feel like there's endless here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it
depends what genre you're really asking, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, East Village.
Lots of room for ranking.
Right. Yeah.
Lots of room for ranking. It's just
like you'd be shocked. It is kind of comical how much we rank things and just put things in like categories. Like we do it a lot. Like on the road, we've been doing this like Mount Rushmore game. Like who's the Mount Rushmore of bands, like, you know, the biggest, who are the top four, you know what I mean?
So
we're just sort of like obsessed with categorizing, ranking, and placing things places.
I feel like looking at like the Mount Rushmore of something is so funny. I've never like
it is really fun.
Because it's like really Mount Rushmore is like four.
It's the big four.
Yeah.
Like who, you know, who are they? You know, what is it?
Yeah.
It's a fun game. We like it.
Yeah. No, that's fun. That's fun. And then I also wanted to touch really quickly on like this like past summer, you guys also went on tour with the Driver Era, which was really fun. Mm-hmm. How was that? Like any, like, I know you guys went out of the country to perform too.
Right.
Did you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Did you? Sorry. You're like, forgot we performed.
No, we did. I just forgot that we went with Driver Era to do that. Yeah, that's right. We went South America with them.
Yeah. The boys. And you guys went and did some of your own shows as well. Is there like a good, like, what was like a really like fun place or like surprising place like to perform? I know it's like such a like a big like step in your guys's career.
Yeah.
I think for me it was Argentina.
Oh geez. Yeah, they go crazy.
Because everyone talks about Brazil being like the craziest South American or Latin American country, which it is, but Argentina was also a pretty crazy crowd.
Yeah. People
were like passing out left and right, which
that was stressful.
The show.
That was stressful. That's kind of a new, well, I don't know if it's a new thing, but like, and it happens a lot at the gigs, especially in South America. You don't like, because you can kind of understand a little bit, like Spanish maybe a little bit in those places, but sometimes you just think people are like having fun and they're just trying to like wave you down and be like, yo, dude, this guy's passed out. So that was hard navigating a little bit. Like, oh, shoot, people are passing out, you gotta stop the gig. Remember Rafa was like they were like chanting like stop the show,
and he thought they were just chanting and he had to kick them to
which
the beat
funny
and just
he's
laughing
like, he speaks the language.
Oh yeah. My god.
Anyways, learning curves all around.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like,
sorry, that didn't really answer the question, but those places were great. We like Japan and Korea were also like crazy places. Just like the fan, but it's really unique going other places in the world because you see how different cultures like are like fans of things. And like in Japan, for instance, like they're not like as loud. Like after you play, they kind of clap and then it's like silent, you know? It's not like screaming or really anything. Whereas obviously South America is like the opposite of that. So it's really like cool to see and meet fans from different places and like how they like interact with the show. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I've never really like looked at like fan bases like that because it's like everyone's like fans of the music, but everyone interprets it like different and like also everyone like it's just like the communities and like just different people and how like that's interesting how you said with like how in, and you said in Japan they like clapped after and how in other
and
places
there's
I feel like I've never like here like I've never been to a show where like people just like clap after, so that's really interesting.
And it's like very minimal, not like, you know, usually it's like you do one and people are like you know, like there it's literally just like
wow,
and it's like okay, this next one's called, like, you know what I mean, like but then Korea was like really expressive and like people, so it's really cool, like it's really cool to see those fans in different cultures.
Yeah, that's really awesome. And then so going into your like new music that's coming out, you guys are releasing Only Want to Dance Tonight basically, so you guys will basically be performing when it's being released.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
So that's really cool.
That is kind of cool.
It's a celebration of the song.
Yeah. That's really awesome. And then, so how do you guys feel about this song, like coming out, like with everything that has been building up to it, like with performing it? Is it like an at last type of thing?
It just is nice to have music out that you're playing live because, you know, we're still building kind of our catalog. So we're playing a lot of new stuff. So when people actually know the words and stuff, it's just more fun. So I'm excited to just have more music out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Your
and
voice
then
sounds so good on the mic.
Thanks.
I'm
you
just
too.
Admiring it. It's just like a nice deep, like it's just attractive. I like it, man. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, we love the sidebar. It's great.
I'm sorry. It's just it's distracting. I was like, damn, dog. Like, sounded good. Anyways.
Thank you.
hey, as musicians, like, sounding good is the best thing you want.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess, yeah, you're right.
Exactly. And then when did you guys start writing this song?
Do you remember?
Written a lot of songs, so it's, kind of hard to know. I think this one was probably, about a year ago or so, less.
Yeah, and I don't know if, this is, bad to say, but sometimes you just kind of sessions, blend together. All I remember about this song is we had, just started playing shows again, and we just really wanted to make stuff. Like you said earlier, we really were inspired by the live show and stuff, and we wanted something kind of fast and kind of in your face. Mm. I remember approaching the studio like that, and then, it came about.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then, so I feel like this song and we mentioned earlier, Cough Drops, they kind of have a different, faster pace. Yeah. Would you define these new songs? Cough Drops is relatively new, out in the last, it was October, right? October?
I think that was the last
one.
Nice,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Cool. And then, so would you say that these newer songs kind of define a new era for you guys? Or how would you describe your upcoming music and your latest work?
Yeah, I think those songs definitely Cough Drops and Only Wanna Dance. And yeah, even some of the new stuff we've been writing, I think a lot of them in a similar way, getting back from the pandemic and playing gigs again, it was just really important for us to okay, we want to make songs that feel really good live. And I think those songs kind of represent that. And I think the new stuff is kind of a reflection of that as well. So just love playing live gigs and there's nothing better than people, getting a little dance, about at the gig. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun stuff. And then do you guys have a favorite lyric or instrumental part of the song that's coming up?
Mm. Of Only Wanna Dance?
Yeah.
Mm. I like that. Dun, 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 bit.
Nice.
No, I like the bridge.
The bridge is fun live. Get people clapping on it. It's cool.
Yeah, I like Cole's the solo.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice little Cole moment.
I like watching him while he does that.
Do you actually watch him?
Sometimes.
I do, too.
Think about it tonight, Cole. We're going to both be watching.
Dude, all eyes on you.
Just like deadpan stare.
Yeah. And just surround
dude,
and just
we've
watch.
Never done that. We should.
Let's do it.
Okay,
sorry,
cool.
Dude. It's over.
We expect to see it tonight.
Yeah. Are you coming to the show?
Are you down? Yeah, I also intern at Music Box. So.
Oh, okay.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No way.
So, I'm doing some social media.
So we're
going
to see you.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to see you, backstage, hanging. Right?
Yeah, doing some social media stuff.
Cool, cool.
Yeah, so
love it.
Fun stuff. Well,
you'll have to get that moment on.
Yeah,
social media.
No, I will make sure that when you guys are playing that song, I gotta get that moment.
Okay,
I'm so down to do that.
Who are you? What's going on?
Yeah, people are gonna be like, "This is weird,"
but it's funny.
It is funny.
Entertaining.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
It's the entertainment business. I'm sorry.
No, you're all good. And
okay, coming back.
And then so for this latest song, I just wanted to ask you what was your guys' creative process, but also just going into general, do you guys have different, separate creative processes on your own individually? And then coming together, what does it look like?
I think the process is usually pretty much the same. I think we usually get into a room and, kind of listen to music that all inspires us and whatnot. And then usually we have somebody will have maybe a riff or an idea, or I'll have a lyric or a thought or something. And then, we just get in with our producer Simon. And then it's one of those things being creative. I feel like writing a song, collaborating with a band or the people that you're working with, it really just for me at least, it just kind of like happens. And then at the end of the day, you're like, whoa, that is just so crazy that everything sort of like worked itself mm-hmm. out and all the parts come together. I don't know if that's like a good answer, but that's how I always feel about finishing a song.
It's like a chain reaction, like one, you know, one chord progression leads to like a bass line, or like one like song that we're liking leads to like this idea. And then sometimes it leads down to a path where like the song ends up sucking and then we don't like it at the end of the day. But sometimes it ends up being magic and then leads to something that was completely different from what it started with. So the process is not really like super defined, but it ends up coming into usually a good song or an okay song sometimes.
Yeah. PTL, baby.
Yeah. And then, so for someone who hasn't listened to you guys before, what song would you recommend that people listen to first?
Oh, wow.
First things that comes to my mind is either Sunburn or Cough Drops.
Yeah.
Seem good, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say probably Sunburn.
Yeah.
I think.
Nice.
And then for Only Want to Dance, if you had to choose like a color to define the song, what would you say?
Ooh. Mm. I kind of feel like, you know, a kind of dark purple.
Wow.
Type. Like almost like your hair. Is that weird?
No.
Okay, cool.
No, because, like, not at all.
I feel like it kind of has that feeling.
Mm. Well, perfect. Would love to embody that song. That's great. Yeah,
we'll just bring it up on stage. Tonight. Like, the song's out. This is the
color.
This is her. This is the song. I don't know. Do you guys have a different one?
I was going to say dark blue, which is interesting.
Nice.
This maybe like the couch.
Similar. Mm.
Yeah, but even maybe darker.
Oh, wow. What's in your brain?
Maybe my sweater.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that not black?
It's blue.
It's blue. It looks it's black from here.
Is it? It's like one of that.
It's like, oh, I see. Thing. I see that. That
it's blue. The new dress.
It's the new dress. It should just be a pole.
Oh, that thing in junior high where it was white, or I always saw all blue.
It was ambiguous. Black. That's the whole thing.
I never saw the white.
White and gold.
Oh.
What if there was just...
Are we talking about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if there was just multiple dresses that were posted? So it just caused confusion.
That was what I always thought. Like, there's two versions going around here, too.
So both people are right.
Yeah.
Mystery solved.
That was such a time.
That was a good time of the internet.
Wow.
Before, was it, though?
Well...
Was it like Vine?
Like, before, like, TikTok.
Before
and
it got...
I liked Vine. Vine felt fun and like not competitive and weird. It just felt fun. TikTok feels, well, TikTok's fun if you're on the right side of it.
Oh no.
I'm sorry, we're really weird. Strange people, man.
You're all good.
Man, that's the thing about TikTok though. It finds what you like. I always think it'd be such a great dating show.
On TikTok?
Okay, so on TikTok, a dating show on some virtual platform where you would just hand them your TikTok, your Instagram, and the other person would look through your algorithm and then they would know everything about you.
Ooh. That's like,
it's a good idea.
It could be like good. That's a good idea.
I think because it's funny because you just talk to everybody or you like look at their phone and just like makes so much sense what they look at if you actually know them.
Yeah. Or like honestly, like imagine like a dating show where like you just like go through someone's phone for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly.
Because that's like exposing yourself.
And you would have to, because logistically, I like that idea. And logistically thinking through if we actually did that show, you would want the contestants to almost not know they're going to be on the show because then they could pre-edit.
True.
You want it to be just straight up where, you know.
It's like, okay.
So how would you, you know.
That show, that would be interesting. Because imagine like the contestants' like reactions when they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I know. That's always odd. Because can you do a TV show and not know what it is? Like, I feel like you have to sign and know what you're like doing.
No, I think you can sign up for a general thing. They don't tell you what it is. Like, what's that one show? Too Hot to Handle.
I think
they know what that is.
They don't tell you. They don't. I think the first couple seasons though, they didn't know the concept. Like they didn't know they couldn't. They thought they were just going to like.
Which one's too hot to handle?
There can't be any physicality between the members of the show, right. Or you get dinged like money.
Okay.
They thought they were just going to a big like party show, like Love Island type of thing. They didn't know they were going to go to a show and not be able
Love
to
Island.
Like.
What's that one? Is that one the same physicality
more
of, thing?
I think you can.
You can mess around on Love Island.
Yeah, I think it's more encouraged. Anyways.
Yeah, that stuff's weird, man.
Oh my gosh.
It's fun.
It's so good.
I'm so old good. School. I like Bachelor.
Dude, I'm
and
excited.
I know you do too, Cole. We've been watching.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys been keeping up with Bachelor?
Yeah, we did. I was really disappointed in Zach this last episode with how he responded to Greer. I didn't like that.
Why did he take that so seriously?
Why did he go so serious? She was just trying her best to say, empathize with him. Like, basically just saying, like, hey, I've had COVID too. And he's like, no, it's not the same. I'm looking for my wife. And it's like, dog. Dude. Like, come on, bro. You're on The Bachelor. You're not really, you know. You know, anyway, sorry, I digress.
Great take.
I think I saw is this the last episode where he has COVID?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he's on Zoom. I've only seen it. I've seen a TikTok of it.
Got it. And they showed the moment?
Yeah, or not that, but okay. Just they were just like, oh, this is kind of awkward.
It was, yeah. And I'm starting to lose a lot of my respect for Zach. I thought he was fine, and he's getting to the point for me where it feels a little bit like, dude, come on. You know, especially after this last episode.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Great. Insightful.
Nice. Thank you for that.
Some good Team Zach or not Team Zach. That's good.
Yeah.
And then, kind of going back a little bit, where you guys mentioned Vine. Were you guys on Vine at all? We know you're on TikTok, but did you guys ever make Vines?
I think I made a few. I think I made it I think I made a few when it was still not go viral. It was more like you and your friends and your friends would follow you and see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't trying to be crazy with it.
That's why I feel like in a way Vine might have been like even a little better, cuz people on TikTok I feel like are very focused on going viral, but a lot of people on Vine there was that
it's more just innocent. You know, everybody's kind of just selling out.
Yeah.
Including us to some degree. It's like, yeah, post your, it's like, yeah, okay, we can. But on Vine, it was just pure. It was like, this is funny. Look at this cat doing that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I hope it gets banned.
Yeah, the good
That'd
old days.
Cool. I'd be sick if it got banned.
Yeah.
But then Instagram would get even worse. That.
Yeah.
Instagram sucks nowadays.
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
Yeah.
You guys tell me. I think so.
I'd just rather still have one platform to worry about than two.
Right.
Really nice.
Yeah.
There's no winning in this situation.
Yeah.
For real. Know that that happens with social media now. There's just so many different platforms. But yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just go into next, going into how 2022 was a really big year for you guys and with touring and you guys did just a lot of stuff, a lot of mainly the touring and the new music and all of that. But for 2023, what are you guys looking forward to in the future? Cause we're barely, we're in February, we're in the second month.
Wow,
what are you guys anticipating?
I think I'm really excited about the new music. Not to be like every artist, I feel like everybody says that, but the new music I'm really excited about for this year. It feels kind of like what you're saying earlier. It just feels kind of new and fresh, and it feels really us, which I'm really excited about. And I think just a lot of touring, hopefully going back to some of the places we went last year and continuing to grow in those markets, Asia and South America and Europe and everything. So that's kind of my hope for the year. Continue to build a community around the music and stuff. I think I'd be stoked on that.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this made me think about when with going back to different shows, have you guys been to shows and seen the same fans at certain shows before.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
There's some dedication out there, and we love all of it.
Yeah, it's great.
That's awesome. And then
you start to, see them, and it's fun.
You're like,
then
hey.
You start to miss them when they're not in the front, and you're like, oh.
You're like, where are you?
Where are they?
Yeah, and then I also wanted to ask, like, what have you guys been listening to lately?
What have you been listening to, Cole?
This band called Belle and Sebastian. So I listened to them a little bit. Been listening back to some Jimi Hendrix.
Very cool. I've been listening to a band called Mapache. They're one of my favorites. They're really good. Love them. Been on repeat. Straight up.
Very cool.
I've been listening to a lot of hyperpop as of late. So, just been fun. So, like, 100 Gex is, a popular one. But I enjoy it, so I listen to it.
Yeah. Hollywood Baby is a banger. Their new song?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, and that Skrillex released, two full albums, too. And she's been doing a lot of, features and stuff, which has been fun to listen to. He kind of came out of nowhere because, we had his heyday back in the day and then, kind of went silent. So it's been fun.
Cool. And then so that wraps up, a lot of the questions I had. Amazing. I had some, rapid fun questions that I wanted to throw in for you guys. So I feel like that'd be a really fun way to end off for today. So I have five.
All right.
And
so we just go quick?
Yeah. So first thing that comes to mind.
All right.
Yeah, rapid.
Who's most likely to hit snooze the most on tour?
Dawson.
Cole.
And then so you guys only want to dance. Who has the best dance moves?
Dawson, yeah.
Cole.
And then your guys' favorite surf spot in San Diego. I know a few of you guys surf.
Seaside.
Mm. I like Blacks.
And yeah, I like Ab.
Nice.
Cool. And then
she's like, is that actually
a
spot?
Yeah. I haven't.
It is. It is legitimate.
Yeah. And then your guys' go-to snack on tour, besides Cane's.
Okay,
that's a great question.
I mean, unfortunately, it kept becoming those Lar bars.
Funny story.
I hate those. So I'm always in the van, dude.
We asked for Lar bars, right? Because we're trying to be healthy on the road.
Dude.
And for some reason, every single venue got the exact same kind. They got the chocolate peanut butter. And so it's so odd. There's so many flavors, and we literally just had chocolate peanut butter for like a month.
You
but
guys
it's fine.
Are probably
it's
sick
fine.
Of them now.
I don't like those at all, man. Yeah. I don't know why that kept being the thing.
Yeah, we gotta bail those.
They're not good.
Some peanut butter and hummus is usually a good snack.
Yeah, I like me and Dawson. I guess you like them too, but the salt and vinegar chips.
Right.
I don't even know what brand they are, but they're good.
It's like Mr. Smith or something.
You can find them at Whole Foods.
Kettle.
They're in a blue bag.
No,
is it not?
Oh, no. It is. It is. Oh yeah, it is Kettle. Sorry.
They're very good.
Maybe you're in the basement.
They're yummy.
Chips and salsa. You know, chips and guacamole.
You know what I'm saying?
Really good. Those are good.
The essentials. GQ essentials.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of stuck on the Lar bars. Like, what if, and only the peanut butter flavor? What if someone's allergic to?
They're
That's
not
what I
good,
thought.
Dude.
That's
dude,
what I thought.
I'm sorry if whoever's listening likes those things, dude. It's just gross, man. It's just bare metal.
I think they're supposed to be kind of like the nutritional ones.
Yeah, no, I like them.
Oh.
They just got
I don't
old.
Know.
Yeah, no,
maybe
they're
that's
super,
why
they're healthy. They're super healthy.
Yeah, it's just not like it'd be nice if it was like after a workout or something. Like, but just to be munching on the in the van,
no,
it's just like a weird vibe. We're just sitting here for 20 hours munching on a Lara bar.
Lara bars.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry,
and then
sorry, Lara.
You're like, Lara, don't sponsor.
Yeah, don't sponsor. We're good. We'll call you.
We'll call you. No, that's funny. And then how do you feel about starting a band called Finally Tuesday?
Finally Tuesday. I like that. We've heard that one.
Yeah.
That one a lot.
Yeah.
There were some shirts. I wonder if it was.
Yeah, you should find that. I think we're going to know, or I'll know that you know, if the day comes, if we'll make it, if there's going to be a cover band.
That would be cool, dude.
A cover band?
That is how I know we've made it, is if there's a
cover band. Where there's a legitimate
cover band called that.
Oh, yeah.
Man, not loading. Because there was... Okay, here we go. There was... They had Nearly Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh. That's fun.
Pretty Much Sunday. Close to Wednesday. Not Quite Friday. Does that one even say? Jurassically Thursday?
Jurassically. Really went off there.
Jeez. So.
Jurassically. That's awesome.
I can't see...
That's
I'm sorry. Practically Thursday.
Practically. Wow. I was like, drastically. I was like... Haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, those are fun. I like
that's
that.
Really fun that people do like those like shirts and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, people are
it's
sweet. Fun.
It's so awesome. And then like tonight is the last show of the tour.
Yeah.
Mm. What can people expect tonight?
You know, just a good old time, I think.
Mm. A good old time.
Just nothing. Well, yeah. Just straight up good time.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think you know.
Good times only.
I really do like the Music Box. I'm stoked to play it again. Mm-hmm. We've played it a few times, and it's I really like this venue, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's a cool venue with like all the floors and everything.
You work there. That's so cool.
Yeah,
are you an intern there?
Yeah, yeah. Just it's real fun. It's they're such a good venue. They're also the only independent music venue in San Diego right now.
For real.
Yeah, because Soma and Observatory,
Live Nation,
not even the Casbah.
I think Casbah is not, but we like work with Casbah. Okay. So like I know that
kind
Music
of
Box
under the same.
Yeah, it's like they like thing. Support yeah. like one another, but like for like the really like large like Soma and
right. like
Observatory and like obviously right. like Petco, like the stadiums are like yeah. Live Nation. So it's really cool. So
let's
fun
go,
times.
Man.
Yeah.
We're supporting independent things.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
So stoked, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. And yeah. then, so yeah, we would like to thank you a lot for coming
oh,
on,
thank
doing
you.
A little
yeah.
interview.
This has been a lot of fun. And
yeah.
you've been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sorry for our weirdness.
You guys are great. We're really excited to like yeah. hear what you guys do next.
Cool.
And
thank you. Yeah.
Like excited for your guys' new song to come out. It's a big
tonight,
night. Last
yeah.
show of the tour.
I
song
know.
Coming out.
Yeah.
Party
it's,
time.
It's kind of all in one tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two for one.
One and done.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Canes.
Oh, yeah. We also just announced some more tour dates, too.
Yeah, right. You guys did.
We did.
Yeah. So those are going to be, are they next month, March?
Yeah next March. Month.
Yeah. The South.
Going out to the South.
To the South.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like the South.
Definitely the South.
They'll have Canes there for you guys.
Yes, they will.
Yes, they yeah. will.
I really want to go to a good KFC, too. We didn't get a chance to. It's a hot take. Oh. I know.
Oh, no.
I have had good experience besides one time, which is the time we all went together. But
it's
I want to go back.
That was
so
the worst
bad.
Dude, yeah. I know, but come on, Dawson, you're down.
No, I'm down.
Okay,
but like every
you.
Time I think about it, I'm like convincing myself, like, am I?
Dude, in the South,
their
the
biscuits
KFC
are pretty good.
Will go so
are they?
Hard. Oh, my gosh.
And,
the
and to be
and
fair,
the
one we went to was like a, you know, a co-op
no,
with
those
Long John Silver's.
Yeah, come on.
And then it, across the street was a cemetery.
Yeah,
so it's
oh.
like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't give ourselves a good chance to be like, have good food.
It's just the graveyard shift, dude.
Oh, no.
Straight up.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well,
PTO, man.
Yeah, well, at least you guys can always rely on Canes. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But yeah, so
long live Canes.
Long live Canes. We loved having you guys on and we're very excited to see the show tonight. And yeah, thank you guys for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
This was Almost Monday.
Woo.
Later.
Woo.
Yeehaw.